When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. Today we're focused on Blank Gimmick 29 and we're going to dig into the best transfers to make this week. Whether you're on a free hit or not, this one will provide some guidance on the best moves to make by position. Projected points courtesy of FPL Review, let's get into it. Starting off with the goalkeepers. Not much to separate them this week. It is Pelecan who tops the table with 3.7 projected points. It's a massive game for Brentford away to Burnley this week, an opportunity to extend the gap to the relegation candidates. They've kept one clean sheet since Game Week 11 though, which is poor reading. It did look a more organised defence against Arsenal, almost held them to a draw. Flecken is going to be a very popular pick for the free hitters this week. However, in joint second, it's Martinez, Sells and Vicario with 3.5 points, so very little between the keepers. In Tottenham's case, if you're getting a defensive asset, it makes more sense to get Porritt or Adogi if you're on a free hit, given their attacking threat. We'll talk more about defenders in a minute. Luton are home to Forest, which is another massive game. A Luton win could take them out of the relegation zone and Forest drop into it, which might equate to a cagey low scoring game. If you are free hitting this week, let us know which keeper you're going with. There's no clear standout, so you can definitely go with your gut if you've got a feeling about a particular fixture. At the moment, I'm lined up with Flecken on my free hit. Moving on to defenders, and Doughty tops the defender projections this week for the home fixture to Forest. In home games this season, he's registered 3.6 expected goal involvement, which only Trent and Trippi can beat. 41 chances created is top among all defenders in home games. He's got 9 attacking returns across all games home and away, which only Trippi can beat. He's definitely going to be one of the staple names on the free hit drafts. Porro is second among defender projections this week, with Spurs away to Fulham. A clean sheet against Villa on his first game back from injury, albeit Villa a man down for the final half hour after McGinn's red card. Van der Ven went off injured last match, which could be in consideration on the free hit, in terms of tripling up in midfield or going double midfield plus Porro. Fulham have been no pushovers in home games this season. They've scored 26 goals in home games, which ranks 8th in the league. Roeslev, Aya and Zanka make the table for Brentford's game. Reguilon missed Brentford's last game with a minor hamstring injury. If he is fully fit, he looks the best pick given he does share some set-piece duties, and he gets quite far forward at times. If we compare Brentford's defenders, Aya is actually top for minutes per expected goal involvement with 407 minutes per, and then it's Reguilon with 456 minutes per expected involvement. And then Roeslev, who's a solid pick as well and plays right wing back. It's Roeslev third on the defender projections this week. If you're looking for a Villa defender, Konsa is the only one that makes the table this week. Though the free hit is an opportunity to take a 1 week punt on the player. And after the 4-0 loss to Spurs, Alex Moroni could be in line for a start, as Emery might want to shake things up a bit. Dinya started against Spurs, but he did have a quiet game. Let's have a look at some more exciting picks then, onto the midfielders. Son tops the table, projected 5.6 points against Fulham, off the back of a 17-point haul against Villa. He's likely to be the most captain player this week. In the win over Villa, Maddison and Johnson also netted. Let us know in the comments if you're on a free hit and considering the triple midfield. You'd imagine Postecoglou lines up with the same front three again, though Johnson doesn't make the table this week with low predicted minutes. Gibbs White's third on the table with 4.6 points, another big differential to consider on the free hit, 1.7% owned. He's got 3 goals and 6 assists this season, and he's on penalties for Forest. Bowen's likely to be another staple pick of the free hit drafts with West Ham home to Villa. A disappointing blank for Bowen against Burnley after a hat-trick the week before. The Villa mids are tricky. Bailey didn't have the best game against Spurs. He probably starts again, but Emery could give Diaby a start, and as we know, Bailey almost never makes it to 90 minutes. After McGinn's red card, Douglas Luiz's appeal is perhaps reduced as well, as he might occupy a more defensive role now. Kamara, of course, also sidelined of injury, so that's 2 defensive mids out of the team this week. After 5 starts in a row, Elanga was a surprise benching in Forest 1-0 loss against Brighton. The safer bet is Gibbs White in the Forest midfield. Postecoglou had previously said Richarlison's out for 3-4 weeks, and then Richarlison said he's already training. He did miss the last game completely still. If you're not on a free hit and you've got him, then hopefully we'll get a positive update this week. It looks best avoided on the free hit though, as he probably doesn't come straight into the 11 even if he's fit. He might be eased back in. Kudus just misses out on making the table with 3.7 projected points. Another perfectly good pick on the free hit. He looked to have got an assist last game, but it wasn't given. Kudus has 6 goals and 6 assists in 1,591 minutes, at a rate of 1 every 132 minutes on average. Actually at a slightly higher rate than Bowen's return every 142 minutes on average. Rounding off with the forwards, and there's not a huge amount of choice this week, so we'll keep it brief for this segment. However, captaincy is worth a discussion. Tony tops the table with 5.2 points, and Son was on 5.6, so not a great deal between them, and if you are looking for a leg up, then Tony for captaincy is the way to go. Burnley have conceded 62 goals this season, only Sheffield United have conceded more. 50.6 expected goals conceded for Burnley. I'm interested to know if anyone else is considering Tony for captaincy this week. Watkins is second on the forwards table with exactly 5 projected points, and then Morris with 4.2. So Tony, Watkins and Morris likely to be the staple front three for the free hitters. Awoniyi was another differential in the conversation, but he was benched last match. Given the loss, and Wood having a pretty quiet game, we could see Awoniyi back in the team for the Luton game. Thanks very much for watching. If this was a helpful video, hit subscribe and drop the video a like. More FPL content to follow this week. My free hit is active, so I'll be running through my lineup. See you soon for the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.